Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green tonight, and we thank you for that. Thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. Joining us in studio is Mike Wall from Discount Cab, who before the show said, it's all about Diane, so you don't even have to bring me up, but I am going to because they're the sponsor of our show. So you have to be careful because I tell. And Diane Brossart from Arizona Forward. And what we'll be sharing with you tonight is a little bit about Discount Cab because Mike really doesn't want it to be about that. And sharing lots with you about Arizona Forward, which is a really impressive organization, statewide organization. Now think about this, whose mission is to bring people together, and that's businesses and public and private sector, to create thoughtful public dialogue and advocacy on sustainability issues. So do you think that's a Mrs. Green shout out, love it, want to ring the bell? It is. And please remember to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, all of which can be done by visiting my website at mrsgreensworld.com. If for any reason you have to leave this exciting show, remember there's a podcast that will be up probably sometime tomorrow. So let's get right down to it. And Mike, I have to say something about you and Discount Cab because you made this show possible. And it's organizations like yours that support our mission and vision. So I have to honor that. And then I just have one question. Discount Cab, if people live in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, Mesa, or Tucson and don't know who Discount Cab is, they need to seriously get with the program because there are lots of Discount Cabs. It's the little green Prius around that's really fantastic. I want to ask you about a core value of the company. It must be giving back. And I don't want to embarrass you, but you're a family man. You are in Rotary. You are part of Arizona Forward and a huge advocate for it. And you have a huge job at Discount Cab. So is that, does the company really embrace giving back and stewardship?
Absolutely. We want to add to the communities in which we work in and operate our businesses in. It's important for us as a company for sustainability, not only for our environment and our customers, but longevity of the company.
It's a green trifecta. I mean, it really is. Everybody wins. So, Diane, let everybody know that you're really there.
I'm really here. And I got to say something about Mike in Total Transit also, because Arizona Forward wouldn't be without organizations like his and his personal involvement. And I work with a lot of companies around the valley and around the state. And I know a good corporate citizen when I see one.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, kiddo. Right. So let's go, Mike said, we're talking all about Arizona Forward. So let's go into it. And it is business community and civic leaders to have thoughtful public dialogue and advocacy. So give us a little bit about the background of the coalition.
Sure. Arizona Forward is an outgrowth of Valley Forward Association, which has been operating in Maricopa County for 43 years, very successfully as a business-based environmental public interest group that brings different interests together to focus on how do you make the Valley, in this case, a better place to live. And what does that look like? The agenda are things like land use planning and transportation, energy, and water issues. And the model has worked very, very well here in the Valley for decades. And we thought, why wouldn't this work? Why wouldn't it have meaning in Tucson or in Flagstaff or in Prescott? I mean, doesn't everyone want a good, clean air supply, a good water, quality of life? And so we took the model statewide mid last year, and we're just really astounded by the results.
It's like, really, wouldn't there be a public interest in doing something like this where we all win? It makes sense to me. And as you sent me some notes for me to mull over, Arizona is in its centennial year, and we are at a critical juncture. And having organizations like you represent people like me in the advocacy arena really matters when it comes to the environment and my quality of life. So talk a little bit about, this is not on the agenda, but I'm sure you know the answer. Do you work with organizations like, you know, like the RTA? I had Jim DeGroot on my show a couple of weeks ago and was astounded by the kinds of things they're doing in terms of land use and wildlife migratory patterns. I mean, I was like, I love being Mrs. Green because it's forever learning. So what are some of the organizations that you are interfacing with?
Sure. Well, when we decided to launch Arizona Forward, and it was made possible by a grant from a private foundation in the West last year that gave us a little kickstart to get the idea off the ground. The first thing we did was we hired a firm to go out and interview stakeholders statewide, community leaders as far north as Flagstaff, as far south as Tucson, Pima County. Just to talk about, is there a need for something like this? If there were something like this, would you be involved? What do you think the issues are? We had a very positive, warm reception. And so we decided, as far as a business plan was, let's go out and try to recruit 4 or 5 corporate members
right.
that have a statewide presence, that are prominent, that could form the foundation of a larger organization. And to our pleasantly surprised, and we didn't get 4 or 5, we have 11.
Awesome. So, oh my gosh,
yeah,
that is so impressive.
I was really impressed too. I mean, just it really demonstrated a need. Total Transit, as you know, was one of the early adopters and came on as a charter member. National Bank of Arizona, the University of Arizona, Wells Fargo, the Nature Conservancy, Front, Solon, Cox Communications, Arizona Community Foundation, First Solar, Freeport-McMoRan are all, and the Nature Conservancy are all visionary members, or I should say charter members of Arizona Forward. So they comprise the advisory board of the organization, of the coalition, and have been helped driving the agenda and recruiting new members. So we've got 11 charter members and 30 founding members. Not a bad start for
you. Not a bad start. And I was smiling, which you can't see on the radio, which is just absolutely totally annoying. I can't wait till we're simulcast on TV, but I'll have to brush my hair a little more. But it's really, to me, I recognized almost every single one of those organizations. Most of them have been on Mrs. Green's World Radio Network with sharing what they're doing. And you're right about the visionary. The state director for the Nature Conservancy, they have been on the show before, but he's coming on in a couple of weeks. And you're right, they're early adopters and they are visionaries, because it's really important that there are people taking care of business today, but it's really important for people to be looking 10 years down the road. And a lot of the companies and organizations you mentioned, they're taking care of our future. That's how I feel. That's one of the things that you're doing, is you're thinking about things that I'm too busy doing down to earth with Mrs. Green, but I'm sleeping well because of organizations like ours and a Forward. And I don't say that lightly. It's really, really important. So can you give an example about like land use planning and open space? Talk a little bit about one of the exciting things you've gotten to be involved with in that, if you can.
Sure. The initial launch of this effort was on the issue of parks and open space, because survey after survey has shown that Arizonans love their parks and open space. Lattie Kors, the Center for the Future of Arizona that we want, showed that. We did a survey through West Group Research that showed the same thing. You know, over 90% of the people that were asked about parks and open space said, yeah, we love parks.
We
but
do.
Interesting.
We
yeah,
really
we do.
I mean, and I'm from New Jersey.
We live here or we stay here.
Yes. It's so true. And people use them. It's not only we like them, they're utilized in Tucson and Phoenix and around the state. We just went to Mount Graham for the first time. Talk about open space. It's like there's a lot going on up there, a lot of open space. Okay,
so
go ahead.
The interesting thing, Gina, is that most people, you know, love their parks and love their open space, but don't know how they're paid for, how they're managed, how they're maintained. And, you know, that might not have been an issue up until a year or so ago when the legislature literally slashed the budgets for state parks, and they were having to close parks because they couldn't keep them up and couldn't pay for them. So we decided that, you know, it was an important enough issue and it needed to have an elevated awareness among Arizonans. And so we produced a Parks and Open Space Primer that basically doesn't take a position on anything. It just talks about the different jurisdictions of parks. There's state parks, there's county parks, there's municipal parks, how they're funded, how they operate, why they're important from an economic perspective, because these parks generate literally millions of dollars in revenue for the state of Arizona, along with, you know, thousands of jobs. And yet, you know, it's like to have the budget slashed to the degree that they were was, it's a crisis situation for parks. So we came out with this primer. We unveiled it at the Parks and Recreation Association annual conference in Tucson last August or September, and it was amazingly well received. In fact, a story ran in the AP and it went viral, and we were getting calls from as far away as Mojave County. What are you guys doing down there? Come talk to us. You know, so that was great.
Right,
a really good awareness. And so now there is a citizens, there's a drive to get a citizens initiative on the ballot in November to fund parks through a license registration or vehicle tax. I mean, it's a fee that everybody pays to get their car registered.
Right.
So a portion of it, $14, would go to state parks, and you can opt out of it if it's something you don't want to do, or you can, you know, just if you don't do anything, then automatically $14 of your registration fee would go to fund parks if this gets on the ballot and if voters support it. And we are hoping, you know, that this will be a long-term solution.
I'm voting to support it, and we always have time for humor on this show. I want to know who closed the restrooms at the bottom of the Salt River Canyon. You talk about a tragedy. It's like they were state-run.
I can't help you with that one. I have no idea.
It's pretty funny because you're, you know, that's the gateway to the White Mountains for Phoenix and Tucson, and you go down there, and it's like the restrooms were closed. Really, this is not. And it was. I think that it actually was run by the state, but I'm still not over it. Obviously, let me ask you this. Okay,
bad.
It's bad. It's really bad. I'm going to go back to some more examples to ask you about what you're doing, because I applaud that one. And boy, does our family make use of the parks and the opportunities here and throughout the state. We do. That you can just, it's just a drive away to go to some incredible places that are either free or a nominal fee, which we're happy to pay. How important is it? I always go off the subject a little bit, but I come back. How important do you think what you're doing and the clout that you have literally has to do with the leadership role of the business community specifically?
Oh, I think the business community is critical to a statewide agenda for sustainability in Arizona. In fact, the business community is critical to just about everything in Arizona. When the business community uses its voice, things happen. And I can give you examples of that that have nothing to do with Arizona Forward or our agenda. But, I mean, I look back at when we were going through this whole issue of immigration, and it was just, we were getting national, if not global, attention, and it wasn't all positive about what Arizona is doing.
Right.
And the business community, through some of the leadership groups, wrote a letter to the legislature and said, enough is enough, stop. And it stopped. And that is a powerful voice, and it's good to have business leaders at the table. It takes, you know, I like the term, it takes a village, because you need public, you need the private sector, you need everyone working together. But the business community can have a serious influence, and we've seen it time and again. And they are really rallying to the sustainability. I think timing is everything. You know, Arizona has taken a nasty hit the last couple of years. The Great Recession has hit our state harder than most.
Right.
We've had some negative publicity. It was like one thing after another. And I feel like people are really wanting to come together and look at Arizona holistically, work together, Phoenix, Tucson, Flagstaff. I mean, we're not competing with each other. you know, we need to work together on an agenda that's going to drive Arizona forward. Ha ha, I love that line.
I love it too. I love it too. And it doesn't create any political divisiveness. And that's another thing that I love about it. It doesn't, there's nothing in what is written about you or what's on the website or anything that would, it isn't political. And I say that on my show all the time. The environment doesn't really vote either way. It just needs to be preserved and it needs visionaries and it, and the business leaders, the successful business leaders know that if we have a healthy state, people will come here and they'll visit and the tourist dollars really matter. And then we have quality of life for all of our citizens. So I love that you've kept it what I would call apolitical. It's really...
Well, you know, Valley Forward in its 43-year history is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So Arizona Forward was really birthed from that. And so we are nonpartisan. We don't take... We don't ever endorse candidates, Republican or Democrat. We do a lot of candidate forums so that everybody can get educated
about what people stand for.
Right. And we will take positions on issues when they're close to our mission of, you know, sustainability.
Now, and, when you talk about that, the issues of sustainability, a balanced transportation system, do you have some, like, visionary insights for me on that, like a train between here and Phoenix? I mean, Phoenix has a lot more things. Wouldn't that be so good? I could read the whole way up there. And then
I know. I mean, I'm getting to know the I-10 pretty well.
I know you are.
Better than I would really like. And I got to tell you, it's very well patrolled.
That's right. My picture's been taken more times than I'd like to admit.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, oh, what was that?
I want to get on a train where it's safe.
That's right. And I can speed all I want because I'm reading my book. Oh, you're so right. And then what I love, and this is the challenge, if it was coming this way, in Phoenix, you have the light rail, which really people just sing its praises. So we would need to have more than the streetcar down here in Tucson, or figure out once business people get here, how are they going to get around? I mean, there's that other end of it. Really.
Well, cash. You know, we are... I'm sorry,
did you hear what Mike said?
What did he say? I'll take it.
That's
back.
Hysterical.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. That's good. That's really good. That deserves, like, I like to ring the bell once in a while. That's a bell ringer. Yeah, that would be a big duh. They could have cabs waiting there.
Craig Hughes, is he the president or CEO or president and CEO of Total Transit?
He's the CEO.
He is the chair of Valley Forward's Transportation Committee. And that group is working on, through Arizona Forward, a primer on transportation, much like what we did in Parks and Open Space, only this will address transportation issues in the state of Arizona. It'll talk about what the different needs are statewide, what the funding mechanisms are statewide, and, you know, what priorities we should be looking at with limited, you know, budget dollars and cuts to the sales tax revenues that have impacted transportation revenue.
And it's, you know, is there anything more important that's going to impact the air quality? I mean, there are some things, but nothing more important than the transportation system, if you ask me. Diane, what do you think about what's your either personal or the Arizona Forward stand on what's happening with solar and renewable energy technology? I was feeling very positive. I was feeling as though things we are going forward, and then, you know, Solon closed its plant, and I'm not really happy with some of the Corporation Commission's latest positions, even though they just asked for more information. But do you see leadership coming forward with solar? I'm very familiar with First Solar. To me, we're in the Sunshine State. That's what we should be called. The sunshine's here 360 days a year. Hello, solar.
It seems intuitive, doesn't it? It certainly does. And as we look to diversify our economy and we look for green jobs and technology, renewable energy should be at the forefront. And I think, you know, it's a relatively new industry, and so it's got some growing pains, there's no doubt about it. And there's been some failings, but, you know, when you look at the energy picture, coal, nuclear, just about every kind of energy source out there has been subsidized to some degree.
Totally.
So I don't understand what the big deal is, seriously, about why, you know, is everybody so up in arms that we're going to subsidize renewables? Everything is subsidized. to some degree. And the industry does need to stand on its own, and I think it will, but it needs nurturing now. It needs to, you know, get, you know, a level playing field. Companies aren't going to want to locate here and open offices in the energy arena if they aren't sure of the business climate, and there's a level of uncertainty in what they can expect from a regulatory perspective. And so those are some of the issues that we're dealing with. Arizona Forward, in partnership with Pinnell Partnership, presented an energy economic summit in February this year in Casa Grande, which was sold out, 200 people. So there's a lot of interest.
There's a lot of interest. The solar partnership meetings in Tucson are packed. I mean, there are just, if there's a meeting that TEP hosts, it's standing room only when it's on solar. I mean, people and businesses and business leaders and, you know, environmentalists, they're all of one voice. Let's go to the renewables. So I'm with you. It's like, didn't we subsidize? Don't we still subsidize a lot of the big boys? So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. It's going to create a quality of life that we need to really focus on. And move Arizona forward.
And jobs. I got you saying it, Gina. I love it.
It's just, I love it. I mean, I really and truly do love it. Okay, what about, are you able to participate with the Corporation Commission? Is that one of the things that you monitor, or do you focus on, let's create the business environment to get renewables moving forward?
We don't lobby per se,
right,
if that's what you're asking. However, you know, we're very much aware of what's happening at the Corporation Commission. Secretary Chu was here last week from the Department of Energy,
right,
and there was a press conference that announced the second phase of Solar Phoenix, which is a national model for getting residential solar installations. The financing is, fairly unique. And National Bank of Arizona is helping with that. The City of Phoenix are all working together. And Secretary Chu was here to talk about that. And as part of his visit, the Green Chamber of Commerce had a business roundtable with him. And there were some Corporation Commission members. There were some private sector interests, and we were all grappling with, how do you grow this industry, and how do you make it successful, and how do you counter some of the, the failings that have occurred. And we're not going to give up. I think if we all just keep working together, keep talking about it, and keep on it, good things, are worth working on, and they don't happen overnight. We know that.
No, they don't. The change happens over time. It drives me crazy sometimes because I'm an early adopter, and I'm like, you're really tiring me out. What is your role in all of this, Diane? You've seemed to have taken this by storm in the most positive way. You have incredible energy. What's your plan, for example, to develop Tucson? Who are you reaching out to so that it expands its, Arizona Forward expands its reach and therefore its impact? I'm excited about it.
The chair of our advisory board is Kurt Wadlington from Sunt Construction.
Just had lunch with him last week. I hope he's listening. I do.
Oh, he's a great guy, Kurt. This one's for you, baby.
It is. We do love you. I hope he's listening. He'll be so embarrassed.
Yeah, talk about another good. I mean, all of our members are excellent partners, but Kurt's been exemplary in that he's agreed to take this on. This is his second year of doing it, and he's opened so many doors for us and has helped get us a level of success in the Tucson market. We met with President Sander from the University of Arizona, and he came on as a charter member. And we just met with Unisource, and they recently joined our ranks too.
Great.
So we're working, piece by piece in the Tucson market. We're going to do some events there. I was talking with Jan Cervelli, the Dean of the School of Architecture at U of A, and she is interested in hosting with us a reception that we can, bring people to and tell them about what we're doing and try to get, more bandwidth and get more folks on board. I've had many conversations with Carrie Sylvan from
Love her.
Imagine Greater Tucson. Yeah.
She's another one.
We don't want to duplicate what anybody's doing.
You guys are doing
some great work in Tucson. And Tucson is very progressive when it comes to environmental issues. We can learn a lot in the Valley from what's happening in Tucson. So, but if we can work together on some of this stuff, I mean, all the more leverage that we'll have.
And I call it connecting the big green dots. And I do anything to be a part of that. And the University of Arizona to me never ceases to amaze me. I could have them on the show every day. I met with Joaquin Reese the other day from the College of Science, and I said, there's so much going on here at the University of Arizona. It's a content-rich trolling site for Mrs. Green. I mean, they've got it going on in so many different areas. And we had Diana Liverman and Jonathan Overpeck on. They were my guests on Saturday, and they're hosting a conference this week where there's 800 scientists from all over the world coming to the University of Arizona. It started today, and it goes on tomorrow and the next day. And some of the biggest names in sustainability in the world. So the U of A, big shout out to what they're doing. And I think you'll find it, you know, I know both communities. I've worked in Tucson and Phoenix, and it is a little bit easier to navigate in Tucson because it's so much smaller. There's not Phoenix, yeah. Tempe, Mesa, Scottsdale, Glendale, you know, it's something I think you'll have great success because I think we're ready for it.
You know, the exciting thing for me about this whole thing is that we're looking at things, you know, when we first started, there were some folks that said, oh, you know, be careful, you're going to go down to Tucson, they don't like people from Phoenix there. You know, you don't want, it's like we're from Phoenix, we're here to help. I mean, that's just not going to work. And we were told all of the negatives about, you know, what to expect. And I got to tell you, we've been so warmly received. And, you know, those that are like-minded are joining our ranks, and we're getting bigger, we're getting a little traction, and we're looking at what's right with Arizona, not what's wrong with Arizona. Our whole message is about let's work together, let's market our state in a holistic manner, let's talk about what our pluses are, and, you know, focus on a positive message because we've taken so many hits to the contrary.
And what they didn't tell you about Tucson is the only thing you can't mention is ASU. I'm just kidding.
I
really.
You
I'm just kidding. You're in Wildcat country. Like if you come
I
in wearing.
ASU is a member of Arizona Forward too.
And look what they're doing.
And ASU, I want to go get NAU next.
They're doing, and all three of those, the state universities. I mean, ASU, they're global leaders in so many things. And I was just kidding. I'm a Wildcat fan, so I can't help it. But I want to be.
If I can get APS and SRP to play nice together, then, you know, you and ASU. I mean, we're in this together.
That will be a really good thing. So we'll have another radio show about that. So that would be a really great thing. So when you come to Tucson, will there be a way that Mrs. Green's World can help connect people? Because we've got some great things going on down here, and I'd love to. That's why I started a second show, is Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight in the Southwest, because there's so many good things going on that I had to start another show just because I had to get the word out, all the good news that's going
great.
On.
That's great. No, I would love to connect. I mean, anybody that would like more information or wants to get involved in Arizona Forward, we can be reached at 602-240-2408. We have a website, arizonaforward.org, and the more the merrier. And I will definitely look you up when I'm down there, Gina. I'm in Tucson at least twice a month, sometimes three times now, and I am getting really familiar. I know all the good restaurants, too.
Boy, that's the road to take.
It's
really funny because when you go back and forth a lot, which I have done, it just kind of does fly by. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's because we're getting those warnings about how fast we're going.
Right.
It is. Mike, do you have anything else to add about your role with Arizona Forward? And you just said to me, I want to make this show about that. We have about 1 minute left. Just get involved.
Just get involved. Give us a call if you're interested and you want to hear more.
I think it's great. And I think it's wonderful that you took the time tonight to be on the show. You're listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Thanks, everybody, for being here with us tonight. Diane, thank you so much for what you're doing. And we will connect. We'll keep on doing good work. Don't forget that I'm live here every Saturday, 12 Pacific Standard Time, broadcasting Mrs. Green's World. This week, Chris Jordan, internationally acclaimed photographer on the environment. I've wanted to have him on for 3 years. Exciting. Make it a great green week.
Thank you.